Yeah, we've been back training for 2 weeks up until this Wednesday past. We played the LAIT Shane Burns team, who have another Ireland quarterfinal next week, and we picked up a couple of knocks in regards to more minor knocks. I think Rangel Day twigged the hamstring, but Owen Sheridan had a bit of a problem with the hamstring as well, and Kenny Doran of Lagan Harps just twisted his knee, and Ryan Connolly also didn't play. He played a hammy half a game. He had a bang from last Sunday, so they've been in getting bits and bobs done with physios and hydro pills and all that there, so we'll assess them tomorrow and before the game on Sunday, so we're hoping they'll pull through.
Is it over-concerning for you, Brian?
No, I wouldn't be over-concerned yet. I spoke to Ryan last night, and I spoke to Owen, obviously, yesterday after they went and seen the physios, and we're very positive. It was more they came off with precaution on Wednesday night than it was more that they had to come off. If the game was a very important game, as they said, they would have stuck it out. They felt it, so they got out. Joe Call, obviously, was another one that's been out for nearly 8 weeks with a disc of the shoulder, but we got word late last night that he's got all cleared to play, so he'll come into the reckoning along with Christopher Sweeney and Mark Geller in the goalkeeping end of things. So he disc of the shoulder in November, and he was out for the Sligo Leitrim game. So, but we have him back now. He's got the all clear from the Galway, down in the Galway, so that's another one we can add in. But I'm not overly concerned with the other boys. You know, Kenny Doran probably is the one we might be worried about because he's twisted his knees, a bit of curling on his jumps, so we're going to give him up until the warm up, and we'll make a decision then, you know.
And Brian, the opposition for a Sunday afternoon, the United Churches League, what do you know about them?
Well, when the draw was made, obviously there was a big kind of a up in arms apparently that the Wexford League had put in a writ against them and the Junior Council, something about illegal players or something like that there, but it was thrown out, so we had a choice either playing them or the AUL, but then it was confirmed that we were playing the UCL, the United Churches League, and basically they put out the fillers, and a couple of contacts out around the Dublin that there, and they had played in the same group as the Defence Forces, so we had a contact there as well and spoke to them. We got our homework done on them, and basically what they said was that they're a big physical unit. They play very basic, don't play very rigid, stay deep, try to counter-attack, and, you know, stuff like that there. So we've that done. We've it done on their set pieces. Apparently there's a couple of players very good in the air and that there, but, you know, and saying that, we've been working towards counter playing that, so that's where we've been at for the last couple of weeks. So, but we know enough. We don't want to know too much. We know enough now what we have to do, and, you know, if we go out there and play to our own standards, we can lift them to that level. You know, you'd be fairly confident at home.
And you can match them in across, I suppose, every area of the field, can you? Particularly in the physical stuff, Brian.
Yeah,
it's not too worrying for you, is it?
No, I wouldn't be too worried about it. Like, we have a good mix this year. We have a good mix of players that play football, players that are very physical and can play, you know, so very important this year. When you play the likes of the Nishon team and the likes of Sligo Leitrim and Cavan, they're the same. They can play, but they can mix it, and it needs to be mixed. So it was very important for us this year in the league that we got the right mix of players through. We have a very good balance, and, you know, the boys can play as well as mixing it up, so that's very important as well. So I'd be happy enough on our side of things in that regard.
A home draw, of course, playing at the Moss and Dromahill, and I suppose if you can make that count and get off to an early start, there's a big possibility that the UCL could struggle against us.
Well, that's one of the bit of analysis we got back on them, is that if you can get at them early doors and, you know, put them under the pressure, they mightn't handle it, and then somebody, you know, but and saying that, it's no more than the Sligo game. It was a bit of pressure on us because we needed to get at least a point to qualify out of the group, which was vitally important for us as a team and for the league. You know, so the boys are understand what it's about. As I said to them when we met after Christmas, if you lose your now, it doesn't matter what stage you're at. If you don't want it, you're gone. So we have to treat it with you have to treat them with some respect, but also we have to go out and play to our strengths and, you know, not hide in the day and don't be afraid. Don't have a fear in their game. So we're planning towards.
The Northern Eastern League awaits the winners of this game, so you're putting this to the back of your mind. I know there's going to be a home advantage if you progress through to the last eight, but is there any sort of problems there in putting that to the one side and concentrating what you're at?
Oh, no. As I say, we met in the first Wednesday after Christmas, and we trained in our centre first and made a kind of a team meeting, and we discussed, you know, we've got where we've got now, but we need to kick on. You know, there's no point busting yourself to get out of a group and then going out in the last 12. We need to go. We knew the draw, and it's fantastic if we can get past the UCL. It can give us another home tie against the North Eastern Counties League, which will be another step up again. So, as I said, the boys we're just currently concentrating on this Sunday and try and get over that. And if we get over that, we'll tackle the other then when the tie comes off.
And you mentioned that you just got together just after Christmas. Have you really stepped up training compared to what you were doing before that, Brian?
Well, as I said, we've been together since late August, you know, and it's with club training, we're trying, myself and Mark and Tommy, we're trying just to keep it right with the clubs. You don't want to be taking players away from the clubs because some teams are challenging. So we train one night a week, and we try to do an hour and a half, and it's mostly all technical with the ball, because there are a lot of their physical work on a Tuesday night with their club team. So it's more just getting them used to playing the way we want to play. And, you know, the lads have stepped it up. There's no two merits about that there. They've been, even in club form, I think last Sunday, out of the starting 11 in Sligo, I think 7 of them scored for the club team. So, you know, they're pushing on. They want to prove a lot of doubters wrong with them that said, you know, the teams aren't good enough in the Donegal League and all that. So we try to put that, you know, we have tried to build that bit of confidence in them. You know, we'll go out to prove people, not prove people wrong, but prove yourself right that you're a good enough player and you can qualify and, you know, and kick on from where we've been. So that's the main catalyst for us just for the second half of the season. So that's where we're at the moment, you know.
Yeah, and just finally, I suppose on that point, it's been progression for the Donegal League in recent seasons for the representative side of the county. Do you feel that you are now in a stronger position rather than where you have been this last few years?
Oh, definitely. We were very unlucky last year in Sligo. There's no doubt in that. We went down there and we drew 2-2. We needed a 1 to qualify and put Sligo out. It didn't happen on the day. We had a couple of shares for penalties. One of the things, we put it to bed. We met fairly early. It comes down to the same thing again, that, you know, you have to want to represent your league. And that was the big thing for us. We didn't want players in just done for the sake of getting free gear and this and that and whatever. We wanted players in to commit to it. And to be fair, out of the 23-man squad, we've lost a couple of players between work commitments and different things, but in saying that, every one of them have upped their game. They're all challenging for a position for Sunday in the first 11. And as I said to them, it's not against anybody. It's just we're picking a team to go out and try and beat the UCL to progress to the next level. And at the end of the day, it's lifting the profile of the league. And to be fair to the league have backed us 110%, and everything we wanted and done, games, gear, you know, anything we would talk nutritional or they got there in regards to fitness levels, we've all done. The league had no problem. So the team owes it to the league as much as anything as to themselves and to their clubs to progress on Sunday, and that's where we're at. We're hoping to get to on Sunday evening.